Any thoughts, Emmanuel? Again, it's just a sample, a small number, all kinds of biases, et cetera. But we saw this also with the other cancers, a lot of responses in MSI high, kind of more than you see in the trials. I mean, maybe that's some kind of artifact or something, but any thoughts about that?
Yeah, I think we have to worry about recall bias. In other words, if a patient responds, you're more likely to remember them.
Right.
And if a patient doesn't respond, you try to tuck that away from your memory. Even if it was last week, a lot of these patients are seeing 5-6 patients a week that they're doing NGS on. And so if you've treated one guy with a pembro and he responded, and another guy the same week and he hasn't responded, the one you're going to remember first is the one who responded. So I worry that these estimates are inflated, but the published literature tells us that 50% of these patients respond. That's a high proportion. In your data, it suggests like 85%, which doesn't seem realistic.
So any thoughts about that, Ian?
No, I think that there are selection biases to these kinds of analyses, but the bottom line is there are real clinically meaningful responses in non-trivial percentages of patients, and this is a test that's easy to get, and I think the data are quite compelling.
I mean, we did say the last patient, so it may be that they substituted another patient, but technically, if they answered it correctly, it should be random, but who knows, there may be some other kind of bias. When you see the spectrum of issues that came out here, does that mirror what you see at Sarah Cannon at a larger level?
I think so, yeah. We have a very diverse group of doctors, both in age and training backgrounds, and so the uptake in testing for some has been very easy to convince, and others, we're still working on that from an education standpoint, when and where it's most appropriate to do that, especially in colon cancers.
I will also argue that with the checkpoint inhibitors and the perception, I completely agree with recall data, but it's funny because even in my own recall data, and as I was listening to the survey results, I was thinking about my last patients who've received immunotherapy, checkpoint inhibitor therapy with MSI. And I'm actually usually very surprised when I find somebody who doesn't respond. And I wonder if part of that is due to when we report out response rates on clinical trials, they're by RECIST criteria where we have to have a 30% shrinkage in disease to call that a response. And I'm wondering in our own minds when we see patients in the clinic, we're not sitting there calculating out their RECIST. We're seeing if the patient's doing well. And I'm wondering if that might have something to do with it as well, because when you think about the number of patients with microsatellite unstable cancers that have progression as their first response, that's, I think, a much smaller number than you would think of 50%.
Well, if you think about a waterfall plot, you know, if the patient shrinks 20% and then they do better, in that doctor and patient's mind, they've responded, although, as you say, so maybe it's more reflective of a clinical benefit, that maybe it's higher than we thought.